Apple a Day allows us to kind of put our arms around parents and kids who are going through something tremendously unfortunate, something heinously unfair, and that is cancer. There's nothing good about it. The best we can do is try to provide some sort of comfort. And in this case, we are going to meet, I would assume, let's see, Carly's probably that one right there, I would think, but I'm not quite sure because she looks like she might be, I'm thinking, between 5 and 15 years old. Am I right, Zev?
You are somewhere, yes, you're in the neighborhood.
Somewhere between 5 and 15, probably closer to 15. And her name is Carly, diagnosed with neuroblastoma. Her mom took her to the doctor for 8 months due to high fever and abdominal discomfort, as we do as parents. Mom, however, had that nagging voice that so many of us parents have inside us and go, no, there's really something to this. Maybe the doctor needs to do some sort of additional testing. And then they did, and they found neuroblastoma. And how old is darling little Carly now?
She's 7 now.
7 years old. Very far cry from the 15 that I thought. Very nice to meet you, young lady. I'm Drew. There's soul brother Kevin right there. There's Seth. Micah's in the very back hiding from you. She's very bashful. And you guys, we kind of gave you the story. You know, tell me about what was going on for you at the time, because you probably knew that there was something more going on than the doctors wanted you to think. So you kind of have to be pushy in those instances, don't you? A little bit.
Well, the doctors were searching for everything that they would normally find.
Right.
So it is really rare. So when there is persistent problem, you know, you have to ask them to dig a little deeper, even
sure.
though they wouldn't normally.
Right. Yeah. And they need that little, you know, and doctors want to do, they want to do good. They sign that hippopotamus oath or whatever it is so that they do no harm. And indeed, in your case, you get the diagnosis, immediately your life changes, and kind of tell me how you get from there to where you guys are now. Now you're Sarah and Kyle. Is it Kyle?
Yes, sir.
Kyle, great. Yeah, tell me you know, about the journey that you've taken, and she seems to be a lovely young lady full of spirit and life. Has it been kind of harder on you than it has been to her?
Yeah, I mean, she's doing everything she can to make it easier on us.
Right.
You know, she's... We always say she's our hero, you know.
Yeah, sure.
You watch what she goes through, and you're like, "There's no way." You
know? Right.
But you see how she is now, and that's Carly every day.
Yeah, know? Yeah. You can draw inspiration from that too. We have the both advantage and disadvantage of seeing it through our spectrum for as adults. For kids, they don't know anything else. They roll with the punches. We tend to kind of dwell on things a lot more, and you know, we find strength and inspiration in children.
Where are you guys currently with Carly's treatment? Because you guys were just at the hospital today, right? You came straight from there to here?
Right.
Yeah, we're following a protocol right now. We had just done our first few stages of chemo, and now we're going to do scans, and that's tomorrow. So tomorrow's a real big day, you know, especially with neuroblastoma. Scans and results and numbers are always real big.
Sure.
So the more you have, the more you want to know, and everything always depends on those numbers and scans. So.
No doubt about it. All right. Can we, Carly, you want to talk to us? You want to get on the microphone and talk to us for a little bit? You can if you want to. She has no interest.
Well,
in doing
we got we have
order.
A su- we have a surprise for
I,
you, Carly.
Would it help if I told you we had a surprise for you today, like a maybe a little bit of a present? Would you want to get on the microphone then? We'll give you a present.
How
I
about
promise.
This? We don't normally make anybody do anything for their surprise, but if you just tell the audience hi, just so they know you're here,
yeah.
Then we'll give you a present. Is that a deal?
All you have to do is say hi. That's it.
All you have to do is say it. You can shout it from down there.
Yeah, you can even yell hi from down there.
All you have to do is just say hi. It's only Tampa Bay that's listening.
That's it. Just Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Newport Richey, Hudson. Every place in the entire state.
And you just wave at the mic.
There you
just
go.
Wave.
Oh, there you go. I guess she's earned it then. Now we understand with her treatments, of course, Carly kind of was having a difficulty getting her schoolwork done, which is very important to her. A very studious young lady. She also likes watching shows like Henry Danger and the Thundermans. Is that true? Henry Danger and the Thundermans? Never heard of it before. And movies like Frozen, Let It Go, Let It Go. Would You Like to Build a Snowman? Mona and Beauty and the Beast. And Moana? What is it? That's not Mona. That's Moana.
Who is it? Tell us into the microphone. Oh, she's too smart.
Good try, Seth. So to help her out with her studies, to help her distract herself from the treatment, you think you might want to, instead of borrowing mom and dad's phone, you think you might want an iPad of your very own? Like an iPad just for you? Like nobody else gets to use it, just your iPad? That's it? Just Carly's iPad? You want one of your very own? I think we could probably arrange that. You think so?
Well, on behalf of the Apple a Day Foundation, because of everything you're going through and how brave you are, we want to give you your very own iPad with your very own case and a $25 gift card to iTunes so you can buy whatever movies, games, TV shows you want so your parents don't have to buy those for you.
Just for you, of your very own. You don't have to worry about a darn thing anymore, not borrowing their phone, not anything like that. This iPad, just for you. You can name it whatever you want.
iPad.
Boom.
Gift card.
Boom. Load it up with all your favorite games, your favorite movies. You can catch up with your homework. You can do FaceTime. You can do a million different things on these iPads. So take it with our well wishes for you, and we appreciate you guys coming in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys very much.
Carly, do you want to say anything to the audience after? Because they helped, and if you want to donate, you can go to theboneonline.com. This is where we really start ramping up all of our donations for Apple a Day in May. So if you want to help out, you can just go to theboneonline.com and make a donation right there. Carly, anything to anybody listening? No?
No.
No, okay.
Forget them.
That's a big no comment.
Well, thank you guys for coming in and sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. And thanks to everybody who donates to Apple a Day so we're able to do things like this to hopefully ease a very difficult situation and make it maybe that much better. Thank you guys very much.
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever. Thank you, Carly. It was a pleasure to meet you today, young lady. And of course, we wish you guys nothing but the best, man. Keep it up. 727-579-1025 is our number. Hello, it is Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Drew, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
I was just, okay, here's a question, right? Here's a really philanthropist question. Why do you have to advertise what you do for the world?
Excuse me?
Why do you have to advertise what you do for the world?
Now, do you know what this is?
Yeah,
crazy Tracy,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do we have to advertise what we do for the world? What does that mean?
Yeah. I'm just wondering. I don't know. It was a thought that popped into my head.
Popped into your head between the methamphetamines that you take.
Can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
Should we wait for Carly to leave the room before you address
this? You know
what?
I drank three beers, Drew. That's okay. The only thing I did.
Cool. Yeah, listen. I'm sure that to an ex-felon who has a hard time making her way in this world, you hear a radio program that's based on charity and that probably frustrates you because, you're not part of it.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I'm a Buddhist. My whole life is built upon compassion and but I just wonder why you have to advertise it. Why do you have
now can
to
I understand?
Go ahead, Soul Brother Kevin.
As a radio. Why don't you just
Tracy.
Do it?
Hey Tracy, yeah. So when you hear
I challenge you.
When you hear the show giving away an iPad to a sick child.
I wonder why you have to advertise it as this big thing. I think the show should do it all the time.
You think it's a worthwhile thing that we're doing, right?
Absolutely.
So
yes,
how
I
would
do,
anyone know that it existed unless we showcased it because when we talk about it, we get people to donate so we can continue to do it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And listen, hold on.
Listen, and Drew or anybody on the show getting any shine off of that is by far the smallest byproduct.
You know what? There are some people on your show that get shine off of that, and that's how they believe they exist.
How?
And
what do you mean by shine? Like what?
How do we get any shine? We want
you
people to give
shine
money.
Because you believe that you've just created the best thing ever. And you know what? I think there's more deeper purposes and meaning to life than that. And that's all I call it.
But you wouldn't know about it unless we talked about it.
I have to make amends to you, Joe.
How does this making amends? All we're doing is we're showcasing a family who is in need, a family who benefits from the iPad that people donate because of our radio program. Last year, because of this radio program. Excuse me, if I may finish. Excuse me. Excuse me.
It becomes about you.
Excuse me. It's not about us.
The problem I have.
How?
The problem I have is it becomes.
Let me catch Seth up because he wasn't in the room for a second. Hold on a second.
Sorry, I was helping. I was helping Carly and her family.
Oh, I know. I'm just catching you up because this former junkie who can't find a job, who was arrested for spitting on a cop, has a big problem with the charitable efforts of Apple a Day because we promote them on this radio program.
I'm fascinated.
I will not even pretend that what you said wasn't true because it's
it is
all
true.
Very
no,
true.
We know you're a former addict who spit on a cop. You're disgusting. Could you? I'm getting tweets. Can you go back to jail, please and thanks? Hashtag shut up, Tracy. That's the way people think about you. You're not
okay.
compassionate.
All I ask is that the community that we live in, you know, go beyond the spectrum of advertisement and what's going to make us money at the end of the day because we work on a program.
We don't make any
really
money off this.
Together and do something different.
We don't make any money off Apple a day.
Absolutely, you make money off of this, Drew.
How?
Because people listen. People listen because you're a kind, compassionate entity. And then they listen because of that.
So should we not?
Course,
okay, let me ask you this question.
It's a gimmick, and I'm saying I challenge you to do something different in your life.
Well, I don't need no offense.
You.
No offense.
The reason
no
I
offense.
Was brought into your life, Drew, was not because
you were not brought into my life. You were brought into my life because
cocaine.
You used to masturbate to this radio program when you were incarcerated.
While,
that's
yeah,
the only reason we know who
I've
you are.
Seen a different side.
Yeah, that, the only reason we know who you are is because you're a convict. That's all. That's all you're ever going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we do charity work. We do charity work because we feel good about it.
I do charity work all the time. I reach out, and I don't tell everyone across the area.
That's called community service.
Yeah.
Your charity work is called community service, part of your incarceration.
You that you do it, and you don't.
No offense, but I don't take life lessons from. I don't take life lessons from junkies. Okay, I'm sorry. You can give life lessons to people who would listen to someone who spit on a cop.
Because you're so much bigger, and you are nothing more than a junkie. I guarantee you that. When you go home and you take a drink at night,
don't take drinks.
You need another one.
I don't drink.
You are a junkie.
Don't drink. Sorry. I drink Yinglings. That's it, but not a night.
Bravo. You drink. That's an alcoholic jug. Okay, there's not much you can say to that. We can argue this all day.
What did
and
you
night,
hope to accomplish
a radio
with the call?
Program.
Yeah, what did
and
you hope to accomplish
reason,
with this radio program?
For some reason, I was
program.
Drawn to, I don't know, I had your number and I got rid of it, believe me. The last thing I need to do is have Drew Glabo's number in my phone. Mm-hmm. It's gone. But
yeah, Seth, what do you have to say to the junkie?
Than this, and I think if you open your eyes...
Go ahead, Seth. I'm just going to turn her down.
Tracy, I have a question. What would you like us to talk about on the radio if we can't use this platform for
like
good?
To
Tracy,
talk about.
Tracy, if we can't use this platform for good sometimes and try to help out families that are going through the worst thing they could ever possibly go through where their kid has cancer, what should we try to do with this platform?
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but stop using the platform as thinking you're God.
We don't think
because
we're God.
That's what I hear.
We're
no,
not God.
That's what I hear.
We can help other people.
That's what I hear.
We can help other. I'm going to turn you down again. We can help other people because we have this forum to do so. We do Apple a Day not to make money, not to make good headlines. We do it because we want to help out kids who have cancer and their parents who have to suffer along with them.
Of course. We are not going to go round and round. I spent too much of my life going round and round with people.
Sounds like
that
you kind of still are.
Make sense and don't make sense. I understand what you're saying.
Good. But then we're on the same really page. Getting... Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate that. 727-579-1025. She's clearly off the rails. She's been messaging me on Facebook just nonstop, calling me God, saying I think I'm God, et cetera, today.
Oh, so before today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She might be on a new drug.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking so. She needs to be on a new drug.
I mean, she was fascinating because I don't think there's even one person listening who could agree with her.
No, there aren't. I mean, no. Going by Twitter and Facebook, there are plenty of people who don't.
Because you know what? I'm going to be 100% honest. When you put kids and their families on the radio and sometimes the kids don't talk or sometimes the families aren't used to being on the air and they're telling their story about when they found out their kid had cancer, I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, that's the best thing to put on the radio, but we don't care about that because we're trying to raise money for a cause and this is the month we do it in. And it's, if you don't want to listen because you think we're trying to play God, then that's fine. But this is not going to stop. It's only getting bigger.
She thought it was great that we're doing it.
Right.
But we shouldn't talk about it.
Right. Because we do this so that people will give money to Apple a Day so we can continue to buy iPads for people who need them. That's all. And I understand why you sit in a sanctimonious place because you're no longer incarcerated, because you're allegedly no longer an addict. Good for you. But we prefer to help out other people. You can keep spitting on cops and getting locked up.
I think Gozer on Twitter said it best, because positive energy and acts are contagious.
That's it. We hope to inspire other people through our giving.
Should I chime in here?
Go ahead, Micah.
The proliferation of good proliferates more good. Therefore, when we talk about the deeds that we're doing, it's not for self-glorification. It's to spread the positive energy, like Kevin's saying, and to keep it growing.
Yep.
We want more people to devote their time to positive energy, helping other people, and be compassionate, good human beings, because that's... Yep. What brings peace?
You know, Micah's right. This lady is an ignorant dude.
Well, you lost our audience with proliferation.
Yeah. Hey, it's 102.5 The Bone. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kyle.
What's up, dude?
Not much. I'm on the way home from work, and I just heard the
last little bit of the conversation after you gave away the iPad, and I just am, like, floored at this lady, Tracy, who thinks that it's a bad idea to put it on the radio. That's yeah. how you promote the program.
I know. Look, she doesn't get it, dude, or either she does get it, she's just looking to stir something up because she has nothing going on in her own life. Maybe parole hearings are getting a little boring. I don't know. Probation officer meetings perhaps get a little tedious, and she needs to stir some stuff up. The day I take life lessons from someone who spits on a cop and gets incarcerated for it, that's going to be a cold day in hell, and it's very warm out today. Jay, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Hey, dude.
Love the show. Big fan. Just got to say, I can't believe what I just heard with that lady.
Yeah.
Giving you guys a hard time that you think that you're gods because you gave some poor little girl an iPad. I don't ever for a second think that that's how you're coming off to most normal people, because it's not.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. There are very rare times when I am absolute on an issue, and I can say there's nobody who agrees with this dingle, this dingbat. I almost called her a dingleberry.
A dingle.
There's no one who agrees with this dingbat.
And you know what she's forcing us to do?
Tell me.
She's forcing us to talk about all the good things that we do that we never talk about.
Oh, well.
There's a ton of good things we do that we never talk about.
Let's talk about them right now.
Actually, there's not. We talk about them all.
Ricky, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Hello.
Hello there, Drew.
Hi.
This is Ricky. I just got off of work, and, you know, I have two kids, knock on wood, that they are healthy children, and this lady just seriously got on my nerves, and the stuff that, you know, you went through with your son, Drew, mm-hmm. You know, I commend you for it. I'm glad that he's healthy, and the nerve of this woman to even talk about it while she's still in the studio, this little girl that you guys helped out,
right,
just really gets on my nerves.
Yeah, I could see where it would. You just can't let people like that get to you, man. That's what she wants to do.
You know what you do? Just go to theboneonline.com and donate. If she yeah. made you that angry, go to theboneonline.com, look for the Apple a Day page, and help us raise more money for iPads.
Yep. And if it's playing God to give iPads to kids who are going through chemotherapy, I'll play God all day long. Not as well as John Denver played him in the George Burns played him in the movie called Oh God.
Yeah.
John Denver, I believe, was an actor who saw God, but I don't think anybody else could see God. What if God was one of us? Lisa, how are you?
I am great. Thank you. How are you today, Drew?
Very well, Lisa. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that if her mind is so small that you guys are acting as some sort of gods by giving away an iPad, how small is her God?
I don't know.
If that's all her God can do,
yeah.
Maybe she needs to look to you guys, because, hell, you don't have to be held accountable for anything.
Maybe we are gods.
God fight.
Yeah. You got a tiny God, Tracy.
Yeah. Here's God now. 727-579-1025. Tim, what's up?
In remembrance of Tracy, please play Huey Lewis, I Want a New Drug.
Well, not. No one deserves that, not even her. Is your name Arius?
Arius.
Arius, what's up, dude? Sorry about that. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, man? How you guys doing, man?
Doing real well.
You remember me? I was rapping Big Daddy Kane with you last time.
Absolutely,
yes.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Did she just say that she spit on the cop and this and that happened? Oh, my God.
She did.
You still walking around outside?
I hear you, man. All right, let's take a step. Stop giving her this attention that she does not deserve, but so richly craves.
Woo!
Right?
Yeah, so more people are going to stop by today to talk about how they're going to help out the Apple a Day program.
Good.
I hope that's okay.
More people with God complexes. I can't wait. We all think we're God, and we'll tell you why right after this. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. When we come back, let's see, man, we've already done that. We got a No Caliente update. We got Jason's from Carrabba coming up. I don't want to get into the death penalty day or anything, but a judge over the weekend made a very interesting remark about the death penalty. What he suggested is extreme, but it makes sense, and I'll tell you why what he suggests is not so far off. Next on Drew Garabo Live.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone.